It's time for Civic Thrills with Richard Hills.
Councillor Richard Hills, good morning to you. The Mayor's away. You're in the hot chair. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, 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 good. How are you? What's going on in the wonderful council chambers this week?
This week we're about to, on this amazing morning, about to head over to Ōrākei Marae. We're having planning planning committee up on the marae this morning, so that's going to be pretty nice. What else is happening? Takapuna consultation closes this week. Last week was a beginning and end of month, so we didn't have too many committees that week, so I mostly did community stuff. What else is happening?
Last time we spoke, we talked about this car park in Takapuna. What's the deal? What's the deal? What's happening there? What's the update on that?
So it was a plan long before my time. For basically an upgrade of Takapuna, which included the central car park there. So there's 9 Pānuku developments across Auckland. 70 centres were looked at, 9 were prioritised. And part of that includes you can only do this type of development if you sell parts of the land to sort of pay for the civic spaces. So they're moving a car park 200 metres down the road, so there won't be any fewer car parks, which a lot of people actually... On the other side.
Whereabouts are they moving the car park to?
Huron, down there.
Yes, I see. Yes, it's cool. Yeah. I guess I know where it is now. Right, yeah, cool. That's not too far at all. That's for those North Shoreans who don't know what we're talking about. It's the little park. There's a little park with swings and slides there with the public toilets, and it sort of backs onto the car park we're talking about, which then in turn on the other side of the car park is the cinema there, which is, is that still there? Yep. And and then there's a Burger King which backs onto it. And they have the markets there on the weekend.
Yeah. That's definitely it. So the idea is there's 2 options for a 3,000 square meter public space in the middle, which will sort of head down some big open space to Hurstmere Road. There'll be some other laneways with restaurants and stuff around. There's other laneways that'll head down to the beach. Then around the public square, there'll be some private development of housing, restaurants, shops, things like that, so some apartments. That is out for consultation till Friday. It closes 4 p.m. on Friday, and there is another option, which is
nothing. The other option is do nothing.
Yeah.
Just leave it the way it is, and just walk away from it, and spend the money elsewhere. Who would these? If that's given the go ahead, who's in charge of designing it, and who gets paid to do what, and is there one sort of look that the Auckland City Council's going for? Because Takapuna does actually run. It's done a nice. Whoever's doing done a fairly nice job of turning the down by the beach there, sort of. It's not disgusting. It was pretty disgusting before.
Yeah. So the council will be in control, I guess. Pānuku Development Auckland, which is a mix between the old Waterfront Auckland and our land development company. So they did and are continuing to do the Wynyard Quarter and all the spaces around there.
Cool. Yep.
Yep. So that's sort of similar. Similar vibe, I guess, and they will have development controls. Obviously, the private developers will develop their own, if it goes ahead, their own apartments and things, but they must be under strict controls of how it interfaces with the new public space and the other public spaces that are already there, and how it, makes sure you have minimal shading and that there's lighting and there's restaurants and activation around the bottom of all those buildings, how they make sure they work with the square and open up. So there's a choice for people. There's a myriad of different views everywhere I go. There are 2 options that Pānuku can do and can do within budget. Some people are saying, build a $40 million underground car park and do the whole space and don't sell anything. That would, I'm sure, be lovely to do all those things, but there's 9 of these around the city. It's about $600 or $700 million. And that is currently would need to go onto the rates, and then the other 66 centres who were looked at might be a little bit grumpy if they also have to pay for the 9 centres that they don't live around. So
speaking of grumpy, What about this mirror sculpture in O'Connell Street? Looked like a pretty good sculpture from the photo that I saw, but I haven't been to see it myself. 260K. Who? When did you guys have a vote on that? Is that like a council chamber vote, or what do we do for cool little natty things like that around the city? How does that all work? What's the procedure there, and how much money is there put aside for that sort of stuff? Because I think it's really cool, actually. But I mean, yeah. I haven't seen the cracked, overpriced mirror, but.
So it's a little complex, all the different parts of it, but we have a $2 million budget for public art a year that's voted on, I think, was unanimously by all councillors.
It's a pretty grunty budget.
Yeah, I mean, in the scheme of things, it's grunty, but a lot of people are like, we've got no public art. But yeah. So that is voted on, the budget and the general high-level stuff, but the councillors don't vote on the individual art. I think could be...
So who does? Who makes that decision?
So the experts and artists and the public art team.
Ooh, okay. Right, yeah.
I would say I'm not an expert on public art, and my taste would probably
be... I'm just really interested because the story came out this week is that the artist she costed it out as $80,000, and the work was commissioned in 2012, and she didn't even know that the cost of it had gone up to $260,000, and she's feeling guilty now, and you know, the other ratepayers have had to sort of contribute to that, I totally love it. A city that's full of interesting connects, but I just was interested in the procedure of it, you know.
Yeah, in the city centre, we actually had the bonus of the city centre targeted rate too, so that half of those type of projects are paid for by the city centre businesses and residents, and they have more decision-making power over those things. So half of the cost is based on that targeted rate. Also, the what people kind of don't realise is all factored into that cost line is like the staff cost of going through it, looking for plans, the engineering. There had to be, you know, you're hanging something above a pedestrian
where little
area.
Babies could be wandering, toddling about. Exactly, yeah.
So it's not just the physical thing. It's actually designing it, the engineering, the making sure it doesn't affect the heritage buildings that it's attached to, making sure it doesn't fall down. And it has to last, you know. You have to... People often say, I could have done that in my own house.
It's already cracked, hasn't it?
There's actually... The picture I was pretty pissed off too, but then I've actually looked at it close up, and all the back is panelled, so it's not one big circle. So it's not cracked. Some of the panels have popped out probably because of the stress of pulling it, and they reckon it's an easy thing to put them back into place.
All right, that's nice.
But it's disappointing to see it happen, especially when there was the negativity. And I think, in general, you know, we're spending $26 billion on infrastructure, $2 million on public art, and public art is, you know, part of the stuff that makes the city awesome and enjoyable while we're fixing all the massive things.
Sometimes it doesn't always impress the crowds, does it? Sometimes it can be a good idea on paper and look good, and then when it actually gets knocked out, it's like, yeah. You know, like I know that some people, a lot of people don't like that big Buddha car at the top of Spaghetti Junction. Yeah, but I think it's a nice idea, you know.
You're never going to like, no one's ever going to like every art. I mean, me and my partner argued about the paint colours and houses.
if I was an artist and I wanted to sort of pitch a piece of work, do you have to be commissioned, or can you bring an idea to the table, or how does that all work?
I think it's probably both. I haven't been deeply involved in the choosing, but I think you can obviously meet with the team and get involved, but I imagine they've also put out, so we would like to do a public art installation in this area, and then I assume they ask artists. I can't comment on the exact, we wouldn't get down to that detail as elected officials.
All right, Rick, well, that's good for this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have an awesome day.
Have a great day being in council.
You too.
Bye-bye. See you.
That was Civic Thrills with Richard Hills.